From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A well-known Muslim activist pleaded not guilty today to charges of illegal financial dealings with Libya. But a federal judge refused to release Abdurrahman Alamoudi on bond, saying he was a flight risk. The government has indicated Alamoudi may be part of a worldwide terror financing network. But as NPR's Larry Abramson reports, Alamoudi's supporters say the government hasn't presented any evidence to back up charges of aiding terrorism.
Abdurrahman Alamoudi appeared in federal court in a green prison jumpsuit today, but his attorneys portrayed him as his old self, the Eritrean-born leader of numerous Muslim groups in the U.S., the man who worked with the last three administrations on Middle East policy, and who traveled the Middle East as a goodwill ambassador for the State Department. Outside the courthouse, attorney Stanley Cohn told reporters what he told the judge, that Alamoudi is too involved with his community to run away.
State Department, President Clinton, Republicans, independents have seen him, and correctly so, as a voice of moderation, as a voice of reason, as an important part in bridging the gap between two disparate worlds.
In court, dozens of Alamoudi's family members and friends gathered to underscore this point, but the judge said the charge that Alamoudi received $340,000 from Libya and then tried to launder that money is serious. He said it would be easy for Alamoudi to flee, given his family connections in Syria and Saudi Arabia and his considerable financial resources. But Stanley Cohen was more worried about allegations that are not part of the indictment. In arguing against bond, the government indicated Alamoudi may be part of a complex network of charitable organizations that were in fact supporting Hamas and perhaps Al-Qaeda. Stanley Cohen called that an allegation of white-collar crime dressed up in terrorism drag.
An unethical attempt to drag allegations of terrorism and connections to alleged terrorist organizations and individuals into a case that is not a terrorist case.
But the government indicated that it may well become one. In court documents, an agent from the Department of Homeland Security pointed to Alamoudi's leadership role with the American Muslim Foundation and the Success Foundation. A government search of offices in Northern Virginia uncovered documents indicating those groups funded the Humanitarian Relief Association, which has been shut down by Israeli authorities for funding Hamas. Matt Levitt of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy says the government is bringing to bear a new understanding of these groups, made possible by new anti-terror laws such as the Patriot Act.
When the FBI investigates terrorist groups, they do so by group, and they're broken down that way. With the passage of the Patriot Act, prosecutors were able to look at information relating to all these different groups and really paint the full picture as opposed to looking to one part of it at a time.
But Alamoudi's attorneys say if authorities had established these links, they should charge him with material support of terrorism. And so far, that government search of the Success Foundation has not led to any indictments on terror charges. Ronald Young of the U.S. Interreligious Committee for Peace in the Middle East flew out twice from Seattle to support Alamoudi. He's worried that Alamoudi is being held without bond based simply on his association with certain groups.
I hope that Christians and Jews also see, whatever they may think of Alamoudi, they see the negative impact that this has in terms of people's confidence in our government and in our law system.
The question now is whether Alamoudi and others will face charges of giving material assistance to terrorism. The government has said Northern Virginia is home to what may be the largest investigation of terror financing ever. But without clear evidence presented in court, prosecutors risk more charges that they are on a witch hunt against prominent Muslims. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.